Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives here at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're taking the Wayback Machine way back to 1978 and listening to some music that we got on album in 1978. Now, every song you hear tonight actually won't be from 1978, but I'll explain as we go along in the show. And we're going to start off with a track from a band from Worcester, Mass, who were one of the big Boston bands of the 70s and early 80s, and that's the Jay Giles Band. And in 1978, they were putting out their eighth studio album. It was an album called Sanctuary on EMI Records, catalog number 78-924. The single went to number 35 that I'm going to play for you on the Hot 100. And the group would continue up until about the album Freeze Frame in 1981, giant smash hit. And then the singer Peter Wolf left the band. The band released one more album after that in 1984. And there you go. Since then, they really haven't done much else. Peter Wolf is still out there playing. The group has been nominated 5 times to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we're going to play that number 35 single for you right now. It's a song called One Last Kiss. So here's the Jay Giles Band right now on Random Draw.
Tighter than I ever did before. it's doggy, doggy, dog. Ain't no use to fight it. It's doggy, doggy, dog. Grab it fast and bite it.
Donald Fagen, Walter Becker, and Denny Diaz with Dog Eat Dog. Before that, we heard Stoney and Meatloaf with Jimmy Bell, and we started off the show today with Jay Giles Band and their single One Last Kiss. Now, that Meatloaf song we heard was, again, taken from an album that was released much earlier, and when I mentioned at the top of the show how there's plenty of songs today that, you know, we have on albums from 1978. They weren't released in 1978 originally. This is a good example. This was taken from an album called Stoney and Meatloaf, released in 1971, and it was a collaboration between the singers Meatloaf and the female vocalist Sean Murphy, and they met while they were both in a production for Hair. By 1977, of course, Meatloaf had been in Rocky Horror Picture Show and released one of the best-selling albums of all time, Bat Outta Hell. So, of course, they're looking for products, so they go back to... So an old label releases his first album. This is on the Prodigal Records label, and it's catalog number 78-861 here at WTBR, and it features a truly awful picture of a plate of meatloaf with ketchup and carrots and peas and onions to form a face kind of a thing. Terrible album cover. But there you go. So there was Meatloaf from his early beginnings with a song called Jimmy Bell. And you may have recognized those singers and players in that last track that we played, and that was Donald Fagen and Walter Becker and Denny Diaz, of course, who later formed Steely Dan, especially the Donald Fagen and Walter Becker part. This is some pre-Steely Dan work that was originally released in 1971. They did a soundtrack album to a very low-budget film called You Gotta Walk It Like You Talk It or You'll Lose That Beat. And so this was another re-release, because by 1978, of course, Steely Dan is Steely Dan. So anything you you can release featuring them is probably going to sell good. But even tells you on the back of the cover that buyer beware, that this is neither a Steely Dan album nor a crass attempt to exploit their platinum status in the mighty rock arena. I guess it kind of was, though. It was a re-release of a soundtrack album that was had like no history whatsoever. I couldn't find much about the film or the soundtrack, but it's got some great early Steely Dan work. And, you know, so you got to take it for what it is, I guess. You got to walk it like you talk it. So that was Donald Fagen and Walter Becker with Dog Eat Dog. All right, we're going to continue the trend of re-releases here by playing a song by the group called Exile. This is a band from Kentucky that was formed in the 60s, and in 1978 was their best year ever. They released their smash number one hit, the song called Kiss You All Over. So their label, RCA, decided to put back out their first album from 1973, their self-titled album called Exile, which is catalog number 78-899 here at WTBR. None of the albums, pretty much except for 1978's Mixed Emotion, charted anywhere in the States, and by 1983, Exile had switched over to country and had much more success. We're going to listen to the first track on their first album, so here's Exile with a song called Devil's Bite right now on Random Draw. We'll be right back.
first cafe. Saw a little Spanish lady coming over. Said, lady, are you going my way? She said, holy with your bad breaks, cobweb shakes. Looks like you're heading for a breakdown. Black smoke, and you're beginning to choke. We must be heading for a breakdown. We hit the road at 90 miles an hour, heading for Frisco Bay. She said, senor, you got cop on your shoulder. I said, oh, now, better not stay. Began to shiver.
Yeah. thinks they're so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost the Tony. Now she lost her mind at the Cobra, Cobra Cabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. At the Cobra, Cobra Cabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Cobra. Don't fall in love. Don't fall.
Barry Manilow with Copacabana. Before that, we heard Cat Stevens and his song Bad Breaks. And we started off this set of music with Exile and the song Devil's Bite. Now, that Cat Stevens song Bad Breaks was taken from an album that was called, I got it right here, unfortunately. It's right out of arm's reach. It was an album called Back to Earth, released in 1978, and it was his last album for nearly 30 years. The album was released as Cat Stevens, but he had already changed his name to Yusuf Islam and converted his religion and sort of was going to retire from music. But his record label told him, well, you still owe us one more album. So he went back into the studio and created this album for A&M Records. It's catalog number 78-915. Again, he didn't really put too much touring. He didn't do any support for it or anything like that, so the album only climbed up to number 33, and he wouldn't put another album out until the year 2006. Cat Stevens with the song Bad Breaks. And we closed up that set of music with the Barry Manilow song Copacabana, one of the songs he's probably most associated with. It was actually featured in the film Foul Play. I think that was a Chevy Chase movie. I'm taking it from a album called Greatest Hits. It's a two-disc LP on Arista Records, catalog number 78-868. Had all of Barry Manilow's greatest hits on there and a couple tracks from 1978 from the movie Foul Play, including Copacabana and a song Ready to Take a Chance Again. Plus, you got all the other, smash hits, Mandy's and Looks Like We Made It and Bandstand Boogie and It's a Miracle and, all the other smooth sounds of Barry Manilow hits you can get. That single went to number 8 on the Hot 100, while this compilation album actually did a little better and climbed all the way to number 7. Not bad for a double disc greatest hits album. So that was Barry Manilow with the disco hit Copacabana. All right, we're going to take a short break right now, and Random Draw will be back in just a moment to hear some more great random music from the year 1978, so stay tuned.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
I'm the cook. I'm the man who killed Gus Fring. Now, say my name.
WTBR.
All right, we are back here on Random Draw. We've been listening to songs from 1978, but while I got the opportunity to talk to you, I'm going to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. You know where to find them. The best place I always recommend to find them is at WTBRFM.com. While you're on that website, you can get my podcast. You can get all the podcasts for all the other great shows here on the channel. You can see the full programming lineup. You can also submit your own idea for a show, and there's even a button on there to donate to help us keep the record spinning and the lights turned on here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music right now. We're going to start up with a band called Stars. Now, not the pay movie channel Stars, but a group called Stars. They're a rock band from New Jersey that were formed from the remnants of the group Looking Glass. That's right, Brandy, you're a fine girl, Looking Glass. The singer for that band left, so the rest of the musicians were kind of just sitting there, and they decided to get another singer and add another guitarist, and they became a group called Stars. They were picked up by Bill O'Coin, who was the manager of Kiss, signed to Capitol EMI Records, and released a few albums, sort of influenced Bon Jovi era New Jersey late 70s, early 80s musicians. By 1978, they were putting out their fourth album. It was an album called Coliseum Rock. It was their final album with their contract under Capitol. It did not chart, unfortunately, and shortly thereafter they did break up. But in the meantime, they did leave some pretty good rockin' stuff. So we're going to listen to a track right now by Stars. It's a song called So Young, So Bad. So here you go right now on Random Draw.
Yeah.
Drive.
Have a Good Day. That was Freak. And before that, we heard the group No Slack with their song Come On and Party. And we started off the second half of the show today with Stars and their song So Young, So Bad. Had a little talk box in there. That was nice. You can tell it's the late 70s. You start getting that talk box in the guitar. All right, now that group No Slack that we heard is a group that had no information out there, pretty much. They're a group from Springfield, Missouri, who banged around a bunch of other groups, got together in around 1976, 77, put out a demo tape, shopped it around for a year, signed to Mercury Records, and put out a self-titled album called No Slack, catalog number 78-918 here at WTBR. When the album came out and didn't sell too much, the group disbanded and went away. So there you go. This is the one and only output. But that was No Slack with their song Come On and Party. And we finished up that set of music with Freak and their song Have a Good Day. The album is actually titled to Patrick Adams Presents Freak, and that's P-H-R-E-E-K, Freak. It's on Atlantic Records, catalog number 78-835. Patrick Adams was a producer. Basically, this was a band of studio musicians that he put together, and they would put out albums every now and then. Obviously, this was sort of their disco phase in 1978, because this artist worked with a lot of hip-hop and R&B artists from the 70s all the way through the 2000s. This particular group, Freak, only released one album, and the song that I played for you was the B-side to their single Weekend. That was a much longer song, so I couldn't really fit that in because I got a longer song coming up soon. So that was Freak and their song Have a Good Day. So now this is the time where I usually have time for a few more tracks. We're going to play one more song for you. It's a longer song. It's by one of my favorite groups of all time, and that's Rush. We're going to play the final track on their sixth album, Hemispheres. It's a instrumental cut. It's the first instrumental cut that the band put out. It's a song called La Via Strangiato. It has a subtitle, if you look in the liner notes, it's an exercise in self-indulgence, and reportedly they tried to record this song in one straight take, so they did it over 40, 50 times, and then couldn't quite do it, so they ended up having to edit it together in sort of post-production to get the 12 pieces of the song to all fit together properly. So here's Rush with La Via Strangiato right now. Again, don't look for words in this thing, and it's kind of long, start slow, but we'll see you back in about 9 minutes or so, right here on Random Draw. Thank you. great Rush with La Via Strangiato, a nice long instrumental track. I figure if all the jazz shows here on WTBR can play their long jazz songs, why can't I play a long song here on Random Draw? So again, that was Rush with La Via Strangiato to close out the show. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.